How to prepare an emergency response plan for your workplace. Emergencies and disasters can occur anytime without warning. The more you are prepared for them, the better you will be able to act, reducing panic and confusion when an emergency occurs. Emergency response plans, ERPs, are intended to provide clear and effective steps for managing an emergency. An ERP should deal with a variety of issues, including evacuation of buildings, communication with local emergency services and the general public, individual roles and responsibilities during an emergency, and supplies and materials that may be needed. Follow these basic guidelines to develop an effective ERP for your workplace. Determine when an evacuation would be necessary. Choose primary and secondary evacuation routes and emergency exits. Make sure they are clearly marked and well lit. Post signs. Install emergency lighting in case a power cut occurs during an evacuation. Ensure that evacuation routes and emergency exits are wide enough for people to be evacuated, clear at all times, and unlikely to expose evacuating people to additional hazards. Coordinate your plan with the local emergency management office. Choose evacuation wardens who will help others during an evacuation and account for employees. Establish specific evacuation procedures. This includes a sample ERP to give you a better idea of what your procedures should include. Establish a system for accounting for evacuated employees. Hold emergency drills at least once a year to ensure that employees know what to do in an emergency and to test the effectiveness of emergency exit routes and procedures. Keep records of such drills. Consider the transportation needs of employees. Post evacuation procedures where employees can read them. Establish procedures for helping people with disabilities and people who do not speak your local language. Consider how you could quickly get important personal information about employees in an emergency. For example, contact numbers for their home, next of kin, or special medical conditions.